Trump publicly reveals Congressman Neil Dunn's terminal health diagnosis during a White House press conference. President Donald Trump disclosed that Florida Republican Representative Neil Dunn, age 73, has a terminal health condition, and had been told by doctors he would likely be dead by June. Trump shared the detail while recounting a private conversation with House Speaker Mike Johnson about the GOP's narrow 218-214 majority in the House. Johnson appeared surprised and noted that the information had not been public. Trump said Johnson warned they would lose a critical vote by June due to Dunn's condition. The president described contacting White House doctors, who quickly treated Dunn at Walter Reed Medical Center, placing additional stents and performing other procedures. Johnson later commented that Dunn now seemed to have a new lease on life, though neither he nor Trump clarified whether the diagnosis had changed. Dunn, a former Navy captain and vascular surgeon, has 3 sons, 5 grandchildren, and has announced he will not seek re-election. He has also declined to resign, intending to serve out his term through early 2027. His office has avoided commenting directly on his health, stating only that he continues his congressional duties. The revelation underscores how fragile the GOP's House majority is, as the loss of even 2 seats could stall the party's legislative agenda. While Dunn's district in Florida's panhandle is strongly Republican, a vacancy or delay in filling his seat could leave the House evenly split, complicating party line votes for the remainder of the year.